Is it any wonder I'm going grey? Is it any wonder? We've been looking over these past few weeks at the whole issue of how we grow and what it looks like when we grow and the things that help us grow in our faith. And I want us to think this morning about what it is to be dependent upon God. I wonder what goes through your head when you read this verse, the verse from Romans chapter 7. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. Part of me is tempted to ask, who could write this verse for their own lives? You know what is right. You know what you want to do. You have that desire to do what's right. You just don't do it. If you're like me, you can think of a dozen, 100 reasons why you could tick that one. You know what's right. You have the desire to do what is good, but you just cannot carry it out. You can't do what you want to do. The things that you'd like to change about yourself, that quick anger, that anxiety that just rises so quickly because you're not in control, that discontentment with the way life is, the jealousy, the impure thoughts that just crowd into our heads, the sharp tongue, on the list goes. We would love to be able to change those things, but we just can't do it. And it's one of the frustrations that we live with. I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. Not that we don't know what's good. Not that we don't know what we want to do. We just don't have the ability to change. Now, the Bible makes it very clear that we are, in many ways, responsible to grow. To grow spiritually. But the frustrating thing, again, is we don't have the ability in ourselves to do it. So it's all very well, Stephen, over these weeks and months harping on about growing spiritually. I can't do it. I'd love to be able to grow. I have this desire to do what is good, but I can't grow. I can't mature. I can't develop in my faith. Our duty is to grow, but only the Holy Spirit can help us grow. Sometimes when we're faced with something that we find difficult to do in our own lives, whether it's the spiritual aspects of our lives or some other aspect, we go to two extremes. We can either say, I'm just going to work harder at this. Or we can step back and say, I'm just going to give it all to God. Let God sort it out. I'm going to work harder, or I'm going to abandon it to God. And those two extremes are both wrong. Because we have a responsibility. It's interesting. Jesus recognizes that we need him. Jesus simply says, apart from me, you can do nothing. Now, it doesn't mean you can do absolutely nothing. Of course, you can do lots of things apart from Jesus, but you can't do anything of real consequence. You can't do anything of real significance without him. So when we say, I'm going to do it, I'm going to work harder at it, Jesus is saying, hold on a minute. Apart from me, without me, you can do nothing of significance. Through the Holy Spirit, Jesus enables us to do those things which are important. It's the walking stick and the gardening gloves. We're only Christian people when we have Christ at work in us. We are only Christian people when the Holy Spirit is working in us to work out these things, to enable us to do all these things for him. Then we are Christian people. Without that, well, we're a walking stick that can't walk. We're gardening gloves that can't garden. Christian people who have Christ working in them and through them. And so we hear commands from the Bible such as, be holy because I am holy. And we are tempted to go those two ways. One is, I'm going to work really hard at being holy. And we get ourselves the biggest, floppiest Bible we can find, and we hold it under our arms, and we wear a long face and dark clothes, and we turn up every time the church door is open, and we are being holy, and we've got it wrong. Or we sit back and we simply say, God, I'm going to be holy. I want you to do it all. I've got nothing to do in this. It's not about that either. Spiritual growth comes when we recognize that there are some things only the Holy Spirit can do. And there are other things that are given to us to do. One of the sort of sayings that helps me in my life is simply this, and I'm not even sure where it came from, where I heard it originally, and it simply is this: God will do that which we cannot do so that we may be free. He will not do that which we can do so that we may grow. So when Jesus dies for our sin, that's something we could never do. God has done that so that we may be free, but there are other opportunities for us to grow in dependence upon the Holy Spirit. And we need to find those opportunities and to grow. So let me give you an example. The Holy Spirit gives us the desire to obey and to love God's word. The Holy Spirit gives us that love, that desire to obey God's word. But the Holy Spirit does not obey the Bible for us. He gives us that desire to love and obey, and then we obey. The Holy Spirit at work in us. We have our part. God's part is there also. There are lots of examples of this through the Bible. Let me give you this one from Psalm 127. This, sometimes we use this beginning of marriage services. Unless the Lord builds the house, its builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchmen stand guard in vain. Now, when you look at it, the Lord is building and the Lord is watching. God is at work. God's building. God's watching. But look at it also and you see that the builders are laboring and the watchmen are standing guard. It doesn't say the Lord is building and the builders are off playing golf or fishing or watching TV. It says the Lord is building and the builders are laboring, working together. It doesn't say that the Lord is watching over the city and the watchmen are able to have a night off and just relax. It says, no. The Lord is watching and the watchmen are keeping guard. There's that partnership, that working together between God and his people. We carry out our responsibilities in total dependence upon God. Total dependence. Doesn't mean to say that we don't work. Doesn't mean to say that we don't keep watch. It means that we are totally dependent upon the God who is at work in us. Hope read for us those few verses from Philippians chapter 4, where Paul says, I can do everything through him who gives me strength. I often read this verse and think, why then can't I stand on a surfboard? Maybe that's not what it means, Stephen. Much as I would love to be able to stand on a surfboard when it's not on the sand, I can do it on the sand fairly well, but in the water, I have no chance. But I can do everything through him who gives me strength. Well, everything that God wants to work in me, I can do through Christ who gives me strength. So when we pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, that's the everything we're talking about. Not all the other things. Paul didn't just wait for God to make him content. You read through Paul's story, Paul knew what it was to be in big, big trouble. Paul knew what it was to have everything around him, and other times when he had absolutely nothing. And yet, here he says, I have learned to be content. Working with the God who is at work in him, Paul learns to be content. Relying on Christ's power by his Holy Spirit, following his example, Paul is able to face all the circumstances that come his way with contentment, because he's dependent upon the God who's at work in him. Paul would have been probably the most frustrated of people if he had been dependent upon himself. If he had said, I'm content whenever I can work everything out. I'm content whenever I can sort out the difficult situation I'm in. I'm content when I have enough. I'm content when I have... Paul simply says, in every circumstance, I am content because I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Working with the God who is at work in him, Paul has changed. That's why we need to continually pray. It's not about a prayer once that simply asks, come into my life, Lord Jesus. Important though that is. It's about the prayer which day and daily says, come into my life, Lord Jesus, and work in my life by your Holy Spirit. Work in me. There's no reservoir that we can build up that work within us. We need day and daily, moment by moment, to ask the Holy Spirit to be at work in us and through us. And when we pray, we realize and we are acknowledging our dependence upon God. Sadly, sometimes we leave our prayer until we have our backs against the wall. We're in a situation where we know we can't do anything about it, and we realize, you know what, I'm dependent upon God. But in every situation, we're dependent upon God. The Bible talks about this being the God in whom we live and move and have our very being. Whether times we think are good or bad, we're dependent upon God. There's a prayer at the end of the book of Hebrews. A prayer written to people like you, written for people like you and me, struggling with the situation that we're in. The prayer starts like this. May the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good for doing his will. And may he work in us what is pleasing to him through Christ Jesus. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. He knows best what needs to happen in our lives. That's the everything. I can do all things through him who gives me strength. That's the everything. That's the all things. What God knows we need in our lives. So what we're going to do for a moment is, I simply want you to read through that verse that's on the screen. Just read it through so that you're familiar with that verse. And then where those red stars are, I want you first of all to pray it for yourself. Equip Stephen with everything good for doing his will, and may he work in Stephen what is pleasing to him. I want you to pray that for yourself. And then I want you to pray it for two other people. They may or may not be here. So we're going to pray these things for ourselves and for two other people. And just take a couple of moments to do that quietly. This is what it is to be dependent upon God. To pray that He would give us what we need to do His will. All things. To pray that He would be at work in us so that our lives would please Him. And when we do that, we stop being dependent on ourselves and we're increasingly dependent upon God. When you think of being helpless, dependent, it's what Jesus said about being childlike. Recognizing, I can't do these things on my own. I want you to do in me what needs to be done in me. That's difficult in the world that we live in. The world in which we live tells you to be your own person. Do your own thing. Look after yourself. Follow your dream. God calls us to follow Jesus. To invite Him to be at work in our lives and to be dependent upon Him. Let's pray together. Lord, You know what's going on in our heads and our hearts. You know, Lord, the things that we would love to do, but just feel that we can't do. You know the things that we know we should do and be, but we're not able to do these things or be these things. Forgive us, Lord. When we become like a walking stick that thinks it can walk on its own. Lord, in You we do live and move and have our being. So help us, we pray. Not just to seek Your will, but to love Your will and to be obedient to it. For Your glory. And this we pray in Jesus' name.